Got an email here a couple of days ago from Bob at bsolar.info. I want you to check out his website here. It's B-E-Solar, S-O-L-A-R, bsolar.info. Please check it out. Just do it for me, bsolar.info. This is what Bob writes. It's regarding Fukushima. He writes, Mike, there's a 95% chance of another 7.0 plus earthquake within 3 years at the site of the worst nuclear disaster in history. In the last 2.5 years, a nearby mountain aquifer has transported 400 tons per day to the Pacific Ocean, contaminated water with radioactive cesium, plutonium, and strontium, among many others. Radioactive cesium has already shown up in tuna caught off the U.S. West Coast. The EPA refuses to mandate checks of Pacific seafood and air quality. Concentrations of radioactivity near the accident site are dramatically increasing as underground stream flows mix with the three missing molten nuclear cores somewhere buried in the aquifer beneath the wreckage. Securing the 1,500 bent, broken, and brittle radioactive fuel rods from Fukushima Building 4 has begun. A fission radioactive atmospheric emission is thought very likely to happen during this three-year-long operation of removal. Worldwide, there are 30 million tons added yearly to these spent fuel rods stored all over the globe. Life as we know it is truly ending. We must mobilize around the momentous issue, this momentous issue above all else. Immediately begin to close all 400-plus worldwide nuclear power plants, not only Fukushima. Begin with an immediate national and worldwide mobilization to transition out of and away from carbon and nuclear power generation. We want everywhere rooftop PVs, focused steam generating thermal solar, geothermal, wind, and tidal, all non-greenhouse gas emitters. Life demands clean energy to the power grid for the human conveniences of labor-saving appliances, of transportation, and of the machines that service. Harvey Wasserman, Dr. Margaret Flowers, Jill Klein, Dr. Helen Caldicott, they all advise that people who can, Dr. Helen Caldicott advises that people who can must move to the Southern Hemisphere to avoid at least the radioactive fallout from the almost certain fission accident about to happen in Japan. Thousands sickened and hundreds already dead in northern Japan is a prelude. 400 tons a day ocean flows into the Pacific demands checking your seafood to be safe. That means oceans of either hemisphere into the foreseeable future. A great investigative tool for personal investigation that I produce, I offer free to anyone likewise concerned and who craves more independent news coverage on this and other prescient Occupy concerns. The website is bsolar.info. It's a little amateurish, the site, but it gets the job done with hundreds of easy-to-use independent links. Bob. Yeah, check him out, bsolar.info. Just like it sounds, B-E-S-O-L-A-R dot info. Thank you, Bob. I have heard now and read and either have had sent to me or have discovered through my own web surfing the anticipation of disaster at Fukushima. I've read about it from people who are involved in the nuclear industry, people who are critics of the nuclear industry, people who have worked for regulatory agencies that had power over the nuclear industry, from scientists, from social commentators. And while there is a bit of hedging by some of the folks, like, for example, people who write for the New York Times or the Washington Post, and there is freewheeling predictions of ultimate disaster from folks who are not thus constricted, I'm trying to, and perhaps you are too, trying to find the level at which I should be both aware and concerned about what's going on in Fukushima. So far, I have to tell you, I tend to come down on the side of the people who are saying, look, it may be this year, it may be today, it may be 2 years from now or 10, but there is a disaster of unprecedented scope that is going to come as a result of what happened at Fukushima. And I don't know, I can't process that emotionally or mentally, neither can you. I mean, we're not able to do that. We can guess, you know, we can say, well, maybe the Japanese islands will become uninhabitable, but what about the Philippines? What about Korea? What about China? What about Asian Russia? What about India? What about Indochina? Whew. And that is, of course, if there was a disaster and the results of that disaster stayed in that part of the global ecosystem or weather patterns, which it won't. I guess we do understand that, don't we? Normal weather patterns shift from the so-called east to the so-called west. I say so-called because, you know, who's... all right, let's take that out. From east to the west, take a look at the typhoons or hurricanes that hit us. The United States. So... what to do? Again, I cannot get my mind around this, that the potential for disaster as an attempt to is made to correct this horrific problem at Fukushima that's going to take decades. I mean, pretty much every nuclear engineer agrees on that. It's going to take decades. It's going to go on long after you and I are dead. It's going to be, they're going to still be working on this. Given that reality of physics, given that reality of nuclear material, why is the decommissioning process and trying to correct what has happened, why is it being left in the hands of a goddamn corporation? TEPCO. I mean, isn't that a clear indication of what? Insanity? Okay, maybe not. A death wish? And how many people across the planet who need to know about this know about it? But everybody just kind of does nothing. Well, TEPCO, Tokyo Electric Power Company, continues to issue press releases saying, yeah, well, we're moving right along. This is crazy, isn't it? And here's the other half of it, or all the talk about the potential disaster is just nonsense. It's scary, Chicken Little, the sky is falling, ooh, run, run, run. Nonsense. And there really is nothing, not a thing to worry about. Nothing. So there's a meltdown. This is not the China syndrome. So there's a fissionable accident that occurs. How far could it go? You know, Japan has suffered nuclear bombs before. What difference does this make, huh? Right? It would be very localized, in other words. Chinese don't have to worry about anything, nor do the Koreans, nor do the Filipinos. What's to worry about? It'll all be limited and kept right there in Japan. So which side of that argument is true?
Bartender, what is wrong with me? Why am I so out of breath? The captain said, excuse me, ma'am, the species has...